This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
If loving Gogi is wrong, I don't want to be right.
What would Socrates say to that?
It tickles my fancy.
Okay.
Goosies.
I don't have hair!
Oof.
You got Marcos.
That's not
right.
Yeah, that's true, you do got me.
Get over here, Marcos. Let me look at you.
They don't want it!
Toby and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit it with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy, okay. Leroy and Tobin, hold to the show, man. Still to the songs with the show, and till then, it's half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm alive by the mode, no proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him. I never traded him, and if I did, I never ever traded him.
You know what? What is a star? Like under the city, the driver's side floor. Goose like a large, so many more. 10 in the mar, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the mar, 2 to the P. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever. Cute as can be, you can watch on YouTube review for free.
This one time for the Twitch, this one time for the text, this one time for the phone line. Whole time wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Ah, morning everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Hello, Leroy.
What's up?
How are you?
I would have been better if the U.S. would have pulled that one out, but. Tough. It was a good game.
Good game, eh?
Good you game. Know? The whole tournament was amazing.
Whole game was on edge, back and forth.
I didn't think there would be much fighting. There was only what, one penalty?
Yeah.
Yeah. Intense moments.
Didn't boil over too much. I do think Matthew Tkachuk being out halfway through the game probably. Yes. Had yes. a little to do with some of the intensity being taken out of it.
Right.
And then you got this Marchand who's yickety yakking afterwards. Hey. Shh. Okay.
This is like he's talking. You just want to put your hand over his lip.
First of all, barely noticed you. Okay. Second of all, any Boston Bruin? Shh. Any. Shh. Take your dub.
Yeah. I mean, like.
And by the way, you still needed Sam Bennett to save your ass, Marchand.
You know what's weird is that I've seen a lot of sports and a lot of sporting events. I don't think I've ever seen two teams as evenly matched as these two teams. They all had a lot of the same things. It wasn't one style versus the other. They all did things very similar. And they all had a bunch of opportunities. They all had both had two excellent goalies. And it was, you know, it was a good game. Of course, Trevor. Of course.
Loves hockey.
Hey, Trevor, if you want to come see the Stanley Cup, you don't have to go to Boston, brother. It's down here. So all that rent-free stuff,
It's just typical of a Bruin needing a Panther to save their ass. Like, you know, like, oh, I can't do anything. Oh, Sam, save me.
Canada's still driving the bus. No, I mean,
did you for McDavid to come through with it after, you know, yakking the last two games of the Stanley Cup final, you know, it was good for him. I think he needed that for one of those moments. He obviously,
here's the thing that I always am amazed with at sports is you can come through 20 times. Only people remember the two you didn't.
Yeah, that's right.
And what I would say is he's been one of the best players in NHL, and they play 82 games and playoff games and Olympics and whatever. And all we talk about is the two or three games he failed.
Hey, you want a brochure? Welcome to sports, dude.
No, I understand. Listen.
Don't look at me like that, Marcos.
I said I understand.
Mm-hmm.
But I just think as an athlete, it's like it's a little nerve wracking.
Timbo Slice says we're acting like we lost a real championship. Well, listen, I don't want to be like, you know, never wanted it. Of course I wanted it. Stupid Canada. Furious. And then Marcos wanted to send Hellebuyck he wants to leave him up in Winnipeg. He's not allowed. He wants to take his passport.
I want to send him to Hellebuyck. What was that, dude? A gargoyle in between the posts. Just wasn't
what are
moving.
You talking about, dude?
Just a statue there all day. Three goals in the championship game. Bob
very
would
good,
never.
Marcos. He won the Vezina.
Oh,
He's about to win it three years in a row.
Now, did he waste Bobrovsky's time making his ass? I don't understand why they made last year Bobrovsky fly all the way to the friggin' awards. He should have been able to bathe in champagne last year.
What can Hellebuyck do that Bob can't do?
Everything.
They're different goalies. He's a moose, and Bob is quick like a cat.
Exactly. Right. And one of them is
Bob is the outlier. He's very small.
But he's very skinny. Good.
One he's of the very best. Good. Come on. He's very good. He's got his business.
Hey, Dave South said it perfectly. What can Hellebuyck do that Bob can't? Play for USA.
That's true.
We just call him can we just name him Sergey's pretty Russian. We can't really do anything with that. Bobrovsky. What if we flipped him? We just called him Bob Sergey.
No, Sergey. And any
Sergey's just Russian.
Yeah, it's Russian. But like I just like yeah, it was I was entertained.
You get the goosies from the anthems. I didn't feel like we were too rude. I saw there were some people booing, but there were a lot of Canadian fans there too singing.
You know what I do? And this is not a knock on the anthem or my pride for America.
Pride game.
But I go do what I got to do when the national anthem's played. Because they tell you the game starts at 8. It doesn't start till 8:15. Yeah. I turned it on and I go collect all my snacks and my drinks so I can get ready. So keep in mind, here's the thing with me. Everybody gets so crazy about this, right? This guy isn't doing this. Why aren't they standing? Why are they doing this? Why are they doing that?
Anthem etiquette.
When I was playing early in my career, the national anthem was played while we were sitting in our locker. So, like, am I un-American? No. Just because they chose to play it, you know, when the players get out now.
Objectively, I think people say, and I think I agree with them, I think Canada has a better anthem than we do. Our anthem's a little bit goofy. Although this lady took some liberties with Canada's anthem. You know, she was like, she was French there for a second, and then she was really trying to stretch it out. Like, I almost felt like she was antagonizing people to boo her.
Oh, so she was doing the Robbie?
Yeah, a little bit.
I want your citizenship revoked, dude.
What are you talking about,
dude? You
know
what? I should have known when your Love Island preference was a
British Canada version. Has a better anthem.
What are you talking about?
Dude? Marcos.
Come on.
Marcos, man. Here you go.
The Ramparts we
watch. Until you've been to a boxing match and heard the 27-minute Russian anthem.
Oh, boring.
Being sung from an iPad.
Oh, my God. What? It's so
What?
It was so long.
It was the longest anthem ever. And everybody in the red sweatsuits knew the song, the words.
Mexico's anthem runs a little bit long. I feel like whenever there's a Canelo fight, I'm like, man, this is going a while too. Oof.
Every other anthem sucks. Ours is the best.
What?
Yeah.
So, you think so?
Dr. Toboggan says Canada's money feels like Monopoly money. Mm. You know, by the way, we are the only country that doesn't have different color bills.
Yeah, that greenback, Sarge. And then there was a time where like they started like putting some different ink on there. I'm like, I don't like this. Yeah. I guess they had to make it harder to counterfeit.
But you think?
People still doing counterfeit cash?
Yeah.
Even with all the Apple Pays and whatnot?
Gotta be honest, I lost my debit card 5 months ago, and it is not affecting
me. Wait, a crook is a crook. What are you talking about?
A crook is a crook. But don't you have to find different ways to crook? I feel like you'd have to come up with a new QR code or something like that.
Ooh. Guess what? With all the technology and all of the protections that we have on the internet, people still get got. Right? Like, they get better at it, too.
Yeah.
So do you think that you think that Hellebuck goes back to Winnipeg? You think he gets a standing ovation from his own fans?
Losipeg. No. Oh, yeah, he does. Thanks for giving it up, dude. Yeah, thanks. Appreciate that.
You know what I would like to do?
Just like we discussed.
I would like to put old big fella, like, for the Mighty Ducks and put him in net.
Yeah, he's not so big anymore.
Huh?
I said he's not so big anymore. Had a rough adulthood. Rough adulthood.
Got all that stuff.
Not
good. Yeah, he had a tough one. Jordo says you can't take that country seriously. They call their coins loonies. And
Fox and Leroy, there are hundreds that are blue faced.
Mm.
Really?
Are there these days?
I don't know.
Yeah. The blue hundreds. You guys haven't seen the blue hundreds? You've seen.
I don't think I have seen the blue. I've seen like they have like the tape thing that they have on there.
Yeah, the strip.
Yeah, the strip.
Those are the ones that are blue.
Crooks are crooks. You know like it is. People who steal other people's stuff.
You guys are just giving those hundreds
this
away.
Is the, hold on, Timbo Slice.
That's right.
Are you stealing if you pay for it?
Yes.
Why?
Because it's somebody else's order, dude.
I paid for it.
It doesn't matter. You're stealing it from someone else. You're not stealing from.
So you're not stealing
from Publix. You're stealing somebody else's thing.
So here's the deal. Can I get arrested for it?
No.
Okay. Then they stealing.
No.
That's ridiculous.
That's not fair. Let's say we're at a restaurant, Leroy, and I go and I'm waiting on my food. My food is taking forever. I go to your table. I eat your chicken wings and I put $20 on the table. There you go. We're even, right? Totally fine.
That's different.
No, it's the same thing.
No. The person's not there.
This is all a moral thing.
Okay, well, if you are at Publix, right? Let's say you're at Publix, okay? And you really were looking forward to a lemon pepper chicken. Is that okay? Can I use that one as an example? Give me something you really love.
Well, food?
I don't know with you because you have very flimsy takes.
So say if I can't really think of nothing. That's the only situation that.
Let's just say the hordes really were looking forward to. You know what? Let's just make it. You go to Flanny's, okay?
Okay.
And you had an order ready.
Yeah.
And they accidentally gave your order to somebody else, but they paid. Somebody else paid. That person stole your food, and I don't think you'd be feeling great.
That's Flanagan's fault.
Stole your food though.
Oh, but they paid for it.
Okay, well, what if you
had the... stealing.
All right, let's go back to Publix then. You go to Publix.
Yeah.
Last lemon pepper chicken, you put in your cart. And then let's say you go down the beverage aisle.
Uh-huh.
And you're getting some poppy soda. But somebody else really wanted a lemon pepper chicken. And they take it out of your cart. Is that not stealing?
Did he pay for it?
Yeah, he paid for it, but he took the last lemon pepper. He's like, I'm a scout who has it. Mm. And he smells the lemon pepper in the soda aisle.
What is he, a bloodhound?
Yeah, I don't know. Dude, he just finds you. And he goes, oh, look at that. He's going to
lemon pepper. I mean, here's what I would say. That to the victor goes the spoils.
I don't think you'd have that take, dude. I really don't. If you are here with the stolen food, I don't think you'd have that. Now, cold cuts are a little bit different. Like when there's pre-made cold cuts there that somebody orders, I mean, like they can go right there. That takes 2 seconds.
Wait a minute. So you can't add cut. You know why? You know why, Marcos? Because he's a cold cut thief.
You can't just excuse.
He just gave the same exact example using a different food item.
Don't have to wait for it. It takes 2 seconds.
Okay. What about the line? There's a line wait, there, sir.
You know, they have a section where they have pre-cut meat.
Oh, good.
Yeah, but sometimes they don't have what you want.
So you go, which, by the way, the meat that's prepared is right next to the subs.
I know. But sometimes they don't have what you want. Sometimes it's sold out.
So you're looking at the sub going, illegal. But you're looking at the meat going,
ah. Can I tell you why? Because the sub is a violation. Because a sub is going to be somebody's meal. Right?
So's that meat!
Yeah, but there's steps still to take. They have to bring it home. They have to make a sandwich. There's still steps in the process. Somebody who makes a sub, you're literally taking food out of that person's mouth.
No, I'm not. Like
they're ready. They are ready. No, they are looking forward to their lunch.
Why? No,
and
why?
It's like, oh no.
The deli is right there.
How does what? Well, how do you feel if leftovers are taken from if Big Spoon takes the remainder of your sub out of fridge? You were looking forward to that sub,
dude. Mima is the leftover burglar.
She just
peruses, and then she takes like the big containers and she'll eat out of them and then put them in little teacup containers. So when you think there's more, there's not, but there is, and it's just in a different container than you put it in. Mm. Oh yeah. Listen, we have a person.
Yeah. She's a blue pen
bandit. I think
that's
where I got it from. Oh my goodness, dude.
Watch out for her.
I remember getting, I got some Italian. Had risotto and I got some veal parm, and I was like, "Ooh, after work, yes." And I open the door and it's like, "It smells like risotto and veal parm."
Tears says the only acceptable stealing from a grocery store is at self checkout. If Corp wants to save a buck by not hiring enough employees, I get a free pack of M&Ms.
Now that is going on. What do you go? Beep, beep, and then you make the noise. Beep, and
jeez, dude. You know, bunch of thieves on this show.
They always have like some 17-year-old who has to like patrol the self checkout too, and you know they don't. Like, what are they gonna do?
Nah. Hey, Timbo Slice called me out. Leroy being understandable if somebody taking food out of his shopping cart.
There's no way you're letting that slide. No
way. You think I'm going to the front door like they do? Going to the front door and checking bags like they do at Walmart?
Dude, you're throwing bows like the Bad Boys Pistons. it is on. Headlines are brought to you by Doral Hyundai. At Doral Hyundai, choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai models in inventory at the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. Remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai. Last night, Canada defeated U.S. 3-2 in overtime to win the NHL Four Nations face-off. Connor McDavid scored the game winner in OT. Sam Bennett, he tied it up for Canada 2-2. Rhino had an assist on the first goal. Matthew Tkachuk, once again, could not finish a game. Lower body injury. They're calling it a groin. I'd imagine he's not going to be available for tomorrow as the Cats are back in action. The Panthers practiced about a half hour at the Iceplex. And we're going to have Panthers rookie sensation Mackie Samuskevich joining the program later on today. A fellow Michigan Wolverine.
Yep. So Smeathen, you know, he had to add to this. Leroy freaks out about office creamer and he expects us to believe he's cool with somebody.
Yeah. What? You're completely boxed in here, dude.
You've been boxed in.
Amazon Prime.
Which means I hate you even more, Smeathen.
Heat back on the hardwood tonight against the Toronto Raptors at 7:30. We'll get into a little 15 minutes of heat here coming up. Preheat is at 6:15. I'll be on the pregame coverage today for the Solana, who is off. I don't know what the hell he's doing, to be honest with you. I'm just filling in for him.
Wedding. Oh,
Kevin.
EJ said it perfectly. It all boils down to it being a time crime.
Yeah, exactly, dude. Wow. Time is money.
What about you?
You're a thief too.
Wait.
Yeah.
You cannot sit here after you sit here and said, hey, it only takes 2 seconds to go get, you could do the same thing.
No. But here's, again, look, it's still wrong what I'm doing, but it's way less wrong than taking somebody's sub or lemon pepper chicken. It's not even close.
Why? Here.
Because no one's eating cold cuts directly. I'm not rolling up the ham and going.
Deep used to do that.
Did he really?
That's gross. Yeah. You're a misdemeanor. You're a felony.
No.
Yep.
Wait.
You definitely. Here. You have grand public larceny.
Here's the thing.
It's crazy.
A crime is committed when there's monetary loss.
Okay.
Right? If you can't say he stole something, but there's no value. You understand what I'm saying?
It doesn't matter,
so
though.
If you're still I gonna take be wrong. The sub costs $8.99. Mm-hmm. I pay $8.99. Who did I steal from? I paid.
Yeah, but you stole that person's food.
You, I'm not talking to you, you meat thief.
Whoa! You. Don't call me a meat thief. Yes. What are you only steal vegetarian subs?
No. Okay. You're stealing cold cuts, and then you want to sit here and try to give me the breakdown of what is right and what is wrong.
It's a difference. It's not right. What I'm doing is wrong, but what you're doing is severely wrong. That person is looking for that sub immediately.
Yeah.
They have a 30-minute lunch.
Okay.
I could be taking lunchy poo for the week. Like, it's no big deal. They're going to get that back. No biggie.
See, here's the thing people are forgetting. If I ordered some wings, right, and I go to the place and they gave my wings to somebody else, I don't know that other person. They got to make me some more wings. If I go to Flanagan's and they take give my order to the wrong person, it's happened before. I've gone home with the wrong food because they gave my food to somebody else. I had to go back and get the right food, right? So we're acting as if I'm standing in front of the person and just deboating a sub. Give me that sub, Terry. I don't feel like waiting, right? No, that person's not there. So they're going to go over. Let me finish. They're going to go over to the little thing. They're going to move you aside from stealing meat, right? And they go see their subs not there. And then they're going to go in the back. They're going to go to the counter and say, hey, my sub's not ready. And you did it again.
What if you can get an employee yelled at, though?
Ooh.
Not going to get yelled at.
Oh, now in your magical world.
Time out, dude. Time out.
Hold on.
The deli
sucks anyway.
Listen,
what are they going to get yelled at for?
Hold on, dude. Lord of the public's time, okay?
Yeah.
I know for a fact, if you ordered whatever sub it may be, and they say, we'll be right with you, sir, because your sub is missing, all hell is breaking loose because Leroy's sub is not ready when it's supposed to be.
No, and then I would say, don't worry. I'll just go grab one.
Okay, so now
what would be the sub that you want? Like, what if it's like a tuna sub or something like that? Something disgusting.
Who?
Eggplant.
When I see people get tuna and they scoop it out of that little pit with the juice, I'm like, what? I'm like, contrary to popular belief, that's not a health lunch.
All right, we talked too long about this. We got to take a break. 15 minutes of heat is next.
Thieves.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Allo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
15 minutes.
Minutes of heat air for you on 560 WQAM. Tobin and Leroy back with you here.
The heat is on.
Miami Heat. Back on the hardwood tonight. I'm ready to get hurt again. I am ready to get hurt again. I missed you so much. Oh, Heat basketball back tonight, 7:30 against the Toronto Raptors. Pre-Heat begins at 6:15. Tyler Hero is probable with a shoulder injury, but he should be good to go. Brandon Ingram is out tonight. Yeah, he's a Toronto Raptor. If you guys missed that
I forgot.
He is a Toronto Raptor over all of this. Remember, I believe Kyle Anderson was supposed to be on the Raptors, and instead he was not because they were making the Brandon Ingram trade. But thankfully, the biggest news of tonight's matchup is no Jakob Poeltl. Thank God. I hate when they heat up here. Jakob Poeltl is a pain in the ass. Bullet so he is out. I do not like facing Jakob Poeltl, dude. So you don't have to worry about that tonight. We have Andrew Wiggins telling reporters yesterday that the Heat have to play desperate. I like that. You know, bring that championship leadership to the fold. Hopefully he's in a little bit of a reset mode. And of course, he gets to play in his homeland. They don't call him Maple Jordan for nothing. So he gets to play north. I saw Davion Mitchell tweeted out or post on Instagram a photo of the snow there. And how do people do it? I mean, it's Arctic blast all over the country right now. And I'm just
I'm telling you, when I got to Minnesota, it was in November. And they had a big snow, and I parked the rental. I rented an SUV for the rest of the year. I parked on the curb outside the hotel, and they plowed. And when I got up the next morning, the only thing I could see was a side view mirror.
Man.
And I'm like, I'm like, yo, I need a ride.
Wait, so the plow covered your car?
Yes, that's how much snow there was.
That sucks, dude.
Yeah. So I got a car. I was all ready to go. Got up in the morning. And then I go, all right, I got to take a cab.
We got a...
You know, that's fun, waiting for a cab.
Oh, yeah.
When it's 2 feet of snow outside.
What was it like back in the day waiting for a cab, not an Uber, when you're just like, oh, I can't watch him come all the way to me?
Yeah, I know. I know. Like... Let me tell you something. There is nobody who handles the runway when Uber's coming to the house. No, no, no. Keep straight. Keep straight. Keep straight.
So this game gets going tonight, 7:30. Do you believe, Leroy, we see the same starting lineup out of the gate here? Like, remember, the Heat went with the two new guys with Ware, Bam, Tyler, then they went Mitchell, Wiggins. I'd imagine four of those are staying the same. Do you think Davion Mitchell continues to start? Do you think he puts Duncan in the starting lineup? Or do you think do you think he likes having the pit bull point guard defensive mindset
Of the gate? I think all of Spo's energy will be on the defensive side of the ball. Because here's the problem. The problem is with Kalel, Bam, and Mitchell, they can score, but aren't scorers, right? So now you have Tyler and Wiggins to try to pick up that slack. Mm. So do you go with another score and go two defenders? How's that going to work? So I think that's what you have to kind of figure out. I think here's the kicker, though. With Dunks, you can kind of create space.
Yes. And he's very good at getting the bigs the basketball.
Right. But at the same time, if you take Kalel and put him on a perimeter and put Bam in the paint, Bam's probably going to have a smaller guy on him. And that's worked also. So it might not be as much of a situation of who, but how you use them, because Kalel can shoot a three, and Bam has been cooking from the paint lately.
Bam's so been playing great.
If you move them around and create a mismatch, then Bam can cook. But then you got your rim protector away from the rim.
And then you have your basic, like, you know, your sixth guy coming off the bench for sure is going to be Nico. Nico's kind of your do-it-all, can facilitate, can rebound. Or do you come in
with Nico, Dunks, Terry? I come in Nico, Dunks, Terry, and leave either Bam or Kalel out there, right?
Terry Rozier.
Yeah, well, he's a point guard, though, dude.
Yeah, well... Point him in like another direction.
The problem is that we've gotten too caught up in scoring point guards because the league has them, a bunch of them. Guys who can, you know, facilitate and get buckets. That's not the way the point guard used to be.
The only thing I want Terry to stop doing, like if he's going to continue to play, the step back three, unless it's absolutely necessary.
Well, he looks like short James Harden. When he goes,
just, dude, a little catch and shoot. Nothing, never hurt anybody. That's all.
But he's got to, that's what he's comfortable doing. Like, it's,
he's comfortable continuing to build a brick house?
Yeah, man. Like, I don't know. Like,
maybe the break did him good. Davion Mitchell posted yesterday on Instagram a photo of him defending Nico. And he goes, "You're not playing defense if you're not fouling."
Why do they look the same height? Because I know Nico's about 6 inches taller than him.
I don't know. He's getting a little too low on the back down there.
Pull the chair. Pull the chair.
Oh, man. Last night in the NBA, what do we have? We had the
Lakers.
I didn't even check it on the Lakers. What happened with the Lakers? Lakers win yesterday? Did Luka play good?
LeBron scored 40.
Oh.
Somebody gave up a 50 burger and a quarter.
No Luka last night.
No Luka.
No Luka last night. No,
I was watching. So who gave up? Somebody gave up a 50 burger and a quarter.
In a quarter they give? Oh, the Pacers. The Pacers scored 50 against the Grizz.
Yeah, which is the Grizz? That's a no-no.
Crazy. Yeah, Celtics handled the Sixers yesterday. Magic beat the Hawks.
Can I just tell you, the 76ers look pathetic.
Bums. Yeah, they're bums. I don't know. They're the only – I mean, like, they are – I don't understand it. It's crazy. I mean, I know Embiid's playing basically on, like, one leg, but – you know, Joel Embiid. When am I supposed to expect him to be healthy? Paul George is just more expensive. Tobias Harris now.
Right. Ooh, Smeaton said, with Wimby out, Bam is back in Depoy.
That's possible. It's possible. I didn't see him on the odds, though. That was a little bit weird. But, we got to – it's definitely like – because it felt like a runaway at that point.
Hey, so. You know what's funny? Luis, you said it right, but I'm going to add to it. Paul George and Embiid are getting all the money and getting the least amount of production.
Agreed. Agreed. I mean,
their point guard, what's his name?
Maxi.
Maxi is awesome. And he's looking at these two old guys going,
Fat bums. Well, only one of them's a little poorly.
Right.
But even with the Spurs not having Wemby yesterday, the pathetic Phoenix Suns also lose yesterday. If anybody was going to take second place, you would think it would be Phoenix, who yesterday was a loser, 120 to 109.
Is Phoenix the biggest disappointment or Philly? Because
Philly's way worse, but they've also had way more injuries.
Right. I would say the Suns, just with all the money they spent to get those three guys together, and how just epically bad it's been.
Yeesh.
You got two of the best scorers in the league. And at one point it was three.
Yep.
And they can't score.
Yeah, that's a tough one yesterday for sure. But tonight, Heat back on the hardwood again. We'll have your coverage here, 6:15. I'll get you going with pre-Heat tonight on 560 WQAM. One other note. Congratulations to one Duncan Robinson for getting engaged.
Oh,
gotta
say, didn't even know he was in a relationship.
We thought he was only in a relationship with shooting, but nope. Apparently, he's got a squeeze.
Look at that! Congrats. Oh, off here the comes. Market.
And let me tell you something, you bums. Wow. You bet not say it.
What?
You bet not. You. I know you too.
What? I'm happy for
him. Especially you, Frog Boy. As soon as he misses a shot. Ooh, Dunks is in love. I'm about a little less lovey love and a little more shooty shoot.
We'll see.
Bam's been better, though. He's very rich. He should be able to hire a wedding planner, so he shouldn't be stressed with those plans.
Yeah.
I mean, they're not getting married till the offseason. They plan it for the offseason.
Take a break. When we come back, we'll get back into last night's action and look ahead to the Panthers, who are on their road to the repeat. We'll get to that coming up next. Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. It's time for the road to repeat, which is sponsored by Celsius Essential Energy Drinks. Hockey fans, don't sit this one out when it's game time. Make Celsius a part of your play and get that energy up. Game day is fueled by Celsius Essential Energy Drinks, the official energy drink of
your Florida Panthers.
So, of course, the Panthers will be back in action tomorrow against the Kraken. Seattle Kraken in town. And they will get going tomorrow at 6 o'clock is your puck drop from Amerant Bank Arena. And that game will be on 560 WQAM. For those looking for the Canes Hoops tomorrow, that'll be on WAXY, 790 AM. So check that.
The women lost by 40.
Ooh, did they? Did you see what happened? Apparently, did you see that one of the – I forget which Cavender is dating Carson –
He got Back. Two cars stolen.
Haley? Two cars stolen. That's crazy.
Lamborghini and a Mercedes.
Yeesh. Listen, that money was good from the Canes, you know?
Strange. You know, there was a string of athletes being robbed, too, that they finally cracked that case. I don't think this
In Kansas City.
Yeah, like Kelsey, Mahomes. Apparently, it was like a ring of professional burglars. I don't know.
Well, remember we had that thing this year where that happened to Joe Boothrow as well.
Yeah.
And Tua was like, don't come to my house. I got an armed guard. I was like, whoa. You know, Tua's probably got some vicious dogs, too. Probably some real mooses.
It's a shame that you got to have stuff like that.
Yeah, it is. Oh, for sure.
It's so bad. My dogs will bark and mean mug at you. And then if you just grab a toy, they're like, I'm like, really?
Dog just throws a frisbee to Zeus. You've lost him.
I mean, Dre G.I. Joe'd underneath the garage door when I shut it.
Did he really?
And a man was walking across the street. And he took off. And I'm like, oh, God. And the guy was like, and I'm like, don't worry. He barks from afar. If he comes close, just pet him.
Pretty wild, man. Pretty wild. But anyway, back to the Cats. They, of course, last night we had the Four Nations face-off come to an end. In overtime, Connor McDavid left wide-ass open in front of the ice for a goal. And Canada takes the gold. So Sam Reinhart, Sam Bennett, congratulations to them. Matthew Tkachuk, we should get an update on him sometime within the next hour. I would say we would get an update on where Matthew Tkachuk is at with this whole injury. I'd imagine he's not going to play tomorrow night. You already had Paul Maurice saying that he's going to build in some rest, and that was for everybody who played in it. I don't even know what he's going to do with Rhino and Bennett. So we'll get Paul's plan on all of that stuff and figure where things are at. With the Cats, and we will talk to Panthers young rookie sensation Mackie Samuskevich coming up in the 12 o'clock hour today, as we'll get his thoughts on this rookie campaign where he's, you know, put up 8 goals and 9 assists, has had a nice start to his NHL career. After you got some cup of coffees last year, you know, you come up for an espresso every now and then in hockey, but yep. now it's the real deal. Now he's fully engulfed. Grew up with a pond in his backyard, Leroy. His dad made a rink. Well, I guess it wasn't a pond. He, like, made a rink. I like the idea of a dad just being like, you're playing hockey.
That's pretty cool.
Built a rink. I think his sisters play college and pro hockey as well.
Wow. That's pretty good.
Crazy.
And then he's like, Dad, it's summer. No ice. Roller rink. Get out there.
They have a lot of those fields with the outdoor roller rinks.
Do you think is the way Luongo walks is that an only goalie thing, or do you think guys who just spend their entire childhood on skates, is it weird for them to just use their feet?
I think it's a goalie thing. But it would be weird because it would seem like you wouldn't be bow-legged because you got to do the splits.
Well, I think it's only the giant goalies because Bob doesn't walk like that. Bob walks normal, but he does gymnastics.
And he's petite.
Very thin.
Compared to the mooses we see in net.
Very, very interesting to see how he's able to do his thing. So unfortunately,
we had the same place we were last year with this team. Now we're just praying for health.
That's the only thing we're worried about right now, right? Like, because Kachuk, right. It's not only that Kachuk's hurt. Kachuk was playing incredible hockey when he got hurt. Like, correct. He went into the tournament red hot. He started red hot with the goals where the Kachuks basically destroyed Finland. Then got into, you know, the fights. Like, yeah, that's the big concern right now. Kachuk just was playing incredible hockey, so they got to figure out what to do there. And obviously have a lot of firepower with Sam Reinhart. So, I mean, he didn't look like, I don't think there's any issues with him. He looked completely healthy. So,
right.
You know, I think it's just poor Ryan. You know, I'm sure Ryan, there'll be some back-to-backs or something like that. Maybe they'll give him a night off or something.
He has a groin too, right? Reinhart has a, did you say a groin?
No, Kachuk, I think, is dealing with the groin.
Oh, okay. Kind of hard to skate without the.
It's important. It's important. Yep. They put him out there. You saw, like, in the second period, like, they tried to put him out. He was out there for like 30 seconds. They're like, mm-mm. Not happening.
But so, I say this in football, that sometimes the organization, the coaching staff, and the training staff have to protect a player from themselves. So go ahead on and look tough, and we'll hold you back, right? If the player says the same exact thing, we accuse them of being soft, right? No matter what the situation is. But if the training staff or the coaching staff says, we're going to hold them out, then it has a whole different look. And I think that's how we have to start treating these athletes and give them some cover, because we are very quick to call somebody soft. I remember up in Cleveland when Baker had the issue and played, and then they just called him a bum and shipped him out. And then when Deshaun had the injury and tried to play, and then he didn't play, they go, you got to come out there and give us whatever you have. And then he ended up having shoulder surgery. I'm like, hey, man.
Lamar, too, right? That was a big thing with Lamar before he got his contract.
Right. But, like, I'm always a little cautious accusing somebody with the injuries, except for Jimmy Butler, because we knew what his angle was. Well, we did.
We did, yeah, of course.
As soon as he was real healthy when he got to Golden State.
Well, he was well-rested. He was well-rested. that's definitely the case. Who do they got tonight? Warriors. Oh, Sacktown tonight.
Oh, yeah. Hey, I remember one time I got knocked out a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, rule number one, if you get banged up a little bit, don't try to get up and be a hero. Because I've seen guys get up and go to the wrong bench. So take a knee. You sit down.
Gather yourself.
They come out there and ask you a couple of questions, which one time they asked me, do you know who hit you? And I looked up, and the guy's name was Freddie. I say, Freddie, if I saw who hit me, I would have got the hell out of his way. And then I had another question one time. You know what the score is? And I looked up at the scoreboard.
Yeah, it's the boxing move where they're like,
how many fingers, like, do they tap fingers? On the back?
They tap on the back of the head.
Yeah. So like, it's gotten a lot better, right? And they don't use smelling salts anymore. Oh, you used to get, I'm back.
No, we were supposed to do that in corporate. Damn it, dude.
Yeah. Like, come on.
Let us have some fun, baby.
Yeah. Well, last time we had fun, we broke a car.
Then what are the odds something else is going to happen?
Car had it coming.
Take a break. Get you caught up with your headlines coming up next.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built. It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.